That's not the song you want starting, is it, as you sit down?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Michelle. Thanks for playing my song.
I did actually play that for Scott Ross when he ran away. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Paul Golder, who was lucky enough to go along to the Queen's Theatre last night. Now, as we've been mentioning, they've got Sleeping Beauty, which is running until the 10th of January. Boys and girls of all ages can follow the brave Tom Clutterbuck on his thrilling quest through the Enchanted Forest to rescue the beautiful Princess Aurora in this classic pantomime tale. Tickets are between £12.50 and £26. £26.50, and it's 01708 443333, and it's the Queen's Theatre. So you went along last night?
I did, yeah. I took my kids along. My kids are 11 and 9. Didn't take the eldest one. I've got three kids, and they were kind of thought they might be at the upper age limit for pantos. They may be, they may not, but I took them along anyway.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to a panto for years, since I was a kid, actually. I went to see one, which wasn't a very... I'm not going to name the theatre or the production, because it would be rude of me, because I saw one about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was rubbish.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is what pantos are like. So it lowered my expectations last night. But I sat down, and I know all about the Queen's Theatre, and I've been there from time to time over the years. I grew up in Havering, so I know about the theatre. And first you sit down, and you think how professional the whole thing was. The sets were fantastic. I mean, it was West End quality. It was really, really good. I was kind of blown away a bit.
Is it their resident cast that are there that do the plays throughout the year, or is it a separate?
I believe it was. Yeah, Cut to the Chase. They had a lot of youngsters as well doing a lot of dancing and that kind of thing. I mean, it's a panto, so it's very silly. Okay, it's very British humour. It's got, you know, it's got basically long preambles that have got nothing to do with the plot and that kind of thing. I'm not going to give away any spoilers and say anything specific about it, because hopefully people will go along and see it. But I think everybody knows the story of Sleeping Beauty. But it was funny. They had one guy from the audience. I should probably not mention this because people might not go. They had one guy from the audience who they just picked on him all the way through. But it was like gentle ribbing. It was quite funny, and he took it really well. So there's a bit of, you know, running around the audience and that kind of thing, but the acting was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. It's well written. There's a few jokes that have been thrown in there for the benefit of adults, you know, not risque particularly, but it's things that kids would not understand. Something like The Simpsons, where you get these jokes that works on all levels and that kind of thing. So, and then obviously the kids like all the silly stuff as well, and it was good. You know, I'm no Mark Kermode, I'm no florid reviewer of these kind of theatre and films and things like that. You know, you come out, you either enjoy it or you don't. I asked my kids what they thought of it, and they go, yeah, it's good, which to them means it's brilliant. They're jumping up and down the walls, and it's the best thing they've seen, you know. So they really they really enjoyed it. It was a good night out. Well acted, it's funny, you
how
know.
Long does it go on for, because there's people who are thinking about taking their younger children. Is there like two halves? Is it an hour a person?
It was including the interval of about 20 minutes, it was about 2.25 hours,
so bad really.
Yeah, a little bit over an hour for the first act, and then 45 minutes for the remainder. And
but you're behind you.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of that going on.
No,
yeah,
I was gonna say Scott Ross,
it's not
gone
much
now.
Of a. it wouldn't be much of a spoiler if I mentioned that there was a little bit of oh no he wasn't, oh yes he wasn't, that kind of thing. But you know, it's traditional proper panto fair, you know, and it was really good. It was you know, they weren't trying to be too clever. It's a good proper, you know, there were the good guys, the bad guys, the guy dressed up as a woman. It's all the traditional British
sounds
panto
like,
stuff.
Sounds like Phoenix FM really, doesn't it? Sounds like most of the staff here.
Yeah.
You've also got the Great Bar there, and they do actually, the Queen's Theatre, they do evenings, don't they, where they've got the musical, and you can sit around, loads of musicians actually play in the foyer, and then you go through to the theatre.
They have the I don't know if they've got any, I think during the run of Penta, I don't know if they've got anything else going on at the moment. They've got the stage set up there all the time. That bar, it is refurbished. It's not a tatty place at all, but in my mind it hasn't really changed in 40 years, because I used to go there when I was a really young kid, and I always remember going down into the pit bar, as they called it, and sitting down there with my soft drinks and whatnot. And it's you still go down those steps, it's like a step back in a memory lane in a way, but it's very bright and spacious. It's a really smart, if you live in Brentwood or Billericay, you've never been into Hornchurch to go to the theatre, it's a really smart theatre actually. It's you know, the people who work hard on it, you know, it's credit to them.
I went there and saw Lewis Collins, so that's how long ago.
Oh,
I went
wow.
There.
I love the professionals.
I do.
I was sad when he died.
I know. Was it this year or last year?
Earlier this year, yeah.
I watched some reruns of The Professionals the other day, and I was like, oh, it's because I don't think I was allowed really to watch it when it was out, but I was watching, and it was a little bit ham acted, but he was very good. He was very good on stage when I saw him.
Yeah, really good. Good guy. Yeah.
But didn't, you know, he was in some sort of, it was a comedy play, but that's where I saw it at the Queen's Theatre, and it was very good.
Yeah. My sister actually went to some auditions for the Queen's Theatre for Tommy, you know, the rock opera. Yeah. And this was, I mean, I can tell you when this was 1979. So she was 14 and they had like a sort of a crew of dancers and that kind of thing. And after they were just about to start the Queen's Theatre, and then they transferred it to the Queen's Theatre in London, Shaftesbury Avenue, which isn't, it's not part of the same organisation, just coincidental, it's got the same name. And she did about 6 weeks at the West End, which is fantastic, really. But that was the end of her career. She just showed no interest in carrying on after that, which is a bit of a shame. But they went to like the rap parties and things like that in Hornchurch, so I remember it from that age. And then when I was at school, and in the 80s there was this thing where people of school age just drank everywhere. Yeah, it was just one of those things. It wasn't like today where it's almost impossible to get a drink if you're under 21 or 25 in some places. It's like, you know, when I was about 14 or 15, all my school friends were going out drinking and so on. Not advocating any underage drinking here, but when I was in sixth form, when I was older than 18, when I was in the sixth form, all the sixth formers from my school was in Upminster, used to hang out down the Queen's Theatre. It was a bit of an intellectual place to go and have a drink, I think, you know. It's like, oh yeah, I'm not going to a pub to have a drink, I'm going to a theatre. It was like it was ultimate intellectual one-upmanship, I think, in drinking. So it's good memories of the Queen's Theatre.
And you went to the antique fair afterwards. They have great antique fairs there. I've been to a few of those as well.
I did look a bit puzzled. No, and I have to admit, I went home and I went to sleep before the kids last night. So, yeah.
You wore yourself out by shouting.
I did, yeah. I was very excited, yeah. shouting and drinking the half-time lemonade.
Do you know what we should do? We should say to the Queen's Theatre, what we should say is that we'd like to put on a play with the Phoenix FM presenters for charity. I think it's a good idea. I really do. Phoenix FM presenters, because I want to be honest, I've never acted before. Have you, Flora?
No, I'm terrible.
Hey, she's got a great voice, though. You've got a great voice. So I think that'd be good. We can ask them if they've got a spare date, and then we can have that and we can put on a play. Mike Jones can direct it because he does all the theatre stuff, and we can all play parts, get all our friends and families to come down and pay to come and see us.
Are you saying you want all of my presenters to be bossed about by Mike Jones for a month?
Yeah, I think it'd be funny. We could do like a rock music. We could do Tommy or something. What a tremendous evening.
We could do.
Are you good or bad,
Michelle?
Yeah, I think we know that already. In fact, I can't think who would play the goodie in our station.
No, there we go.
So we've got to find a play. Maybe Flora, yeah. One goodie and 40 baddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me.
It'll work. So if you want to get down to the Queen's Theatre, the ticket's between 12.50 and 26.50.
My understanding is that it is it's selling out big time. It was pretty packed last night, and it's going through till 10th of January, I think, from memory. Is that right?
Saturday,
you've got
10th
the screen
January.
In front of you, yeah.
Yep, and it's, as I said, £12.50 to £26.50. It's 01708 443 333 for your tickets.
To coin a cliche, tickets are selling fast, and they really are, because they don't have a great deal left. So if it's the kind of thing you want to do, Hornchurch only just down the A127, not too long to get to, and go for it. Yeah. Excellent. Good night out. Brilliant.
I don't know where Scott Ross is. Meant to be being in the cup of tea, but he's obviously too frightened to come.
I'll send him home.
Oh, right. There we go. 12.42. Do you like Pixie? Pixie, we've met Pixie a lot, haven't we? A few times. She's a Brent girl.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, she was a very nice person.
Very long legs. Lovely long legs she's got. I like to have my picture. I like to have my picture taken next to it. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't notice.
No, that's because I cut myself out. He said, oh, I put it on the front page. Everyone can see that. I mean, nobody's seen that. Honestly, gone.
Chopped.
Right, here we go. 12.42, here's Pixie Lott with Caravan and Love.